graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Thank you for downloading episode 161 of Suplex City Limits for May 12th, 2018. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and straight out of Canada, my co-host.
Straight out of Canada, with a moose named Ice Cube, and a gang called Canadians with No Attitude. Yeah, no, I can't rap, just so you know. Burbs, give me some lessons. It's Taller Fudge.
Rap lessons?
Rap lessons, baby.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke, so a Welshman's teaching a Canadian how to rap.
It does sound horribly, doesn't it? Horrible, not horribly.
Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got four designs available. Sizes small to 5XL, shipping intergalactically. Or you can donate on our Patreon. We've got a couple of different levels available. The Brooklyn Brawler tier is $1 a month, man. Because even though he's a bum, he has enough money to give us $1, right?
Exactly. He might not have enough money to buy a new shirt because it's full of holes, right? But he got $1.
He should get a new shirt. Really.
He should. He should. And every one of you Brooklyn Brawlers should get a shirt as well. But for now, and I emphasize for now, $1 is okay.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to our producer tier, people who help bring this show to you. Shout outs to Caleb Morganfield, the Miz Cass, our good friend Casey, B Rad, the infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Maniac Michael Thomas, the Rice-A-Roni Jabroni upon a baloney pony named Tony Tyloney, and Sadie and Jackson, a boys wrestling soup, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz. And I guess that's it. These other people are below that. No, I'm shouting this motherfucker out. No, he only gave $1. Fuck you. This week.
Fuck you.
On the pod spoken as wrestling pod on the internet, the podcast of the immortals, we'll be recapping the week in pro wrestling, previewing some New Japan stuff. We've got Bitching with Burbs, the top three news, all kinds of shit. I watched Impact even.
Yeah.
Fuck!
So, we may as well start it off with the top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Let's get into it, man. I think the best match probably this week was Miz and Rollins.
Miz and Rollins, which to me was a sleeper. The whole, I'm not going to lie, my whole Backlash show was worse than yours, in my opinion, because I missed the first match on my initial watch. I was driving to the comic book shop where I hung out at Hangar 19 to watch comic books watch wrestling with all these people. And yeah. It was fun. It was fun. Handed out a bunch of stickers. Missed the best match of the night. But yeah.
That's a bitch. Actually, that's funny because I was late too, and I had to watch that match after the fact. And was like, "Oh, this match was so good!" And like, so I had to watch all the abortions as well.
Well, like, when I got there, I asked, "Like, did I miss anything?" Miz and Rollins was really good. I was like, oh man, I walked into a den of people that don't know wrestling, hey? Yeah. And then turns out, yeah, no, it was pretty fucking good.
Definitely compared to the rest of the shit.
Yeah. And to preface it, it's all Rollins.
Well, yeah.
Right? Sure. So.
Yes, it is. We all said Tommaso Ciampa and Cassius Ohno from NXT. I thought this was a really good job, man.
I thought it was great.
Commentary was amazing. Morrow did such a good job getting over how much of a piece of shit Ciampa is.
He has such disdain for Tommaso Ciampa, and it is unbelievably entertaining.
Yeah. This is a really good match. At the end, Ciampa fucking, you know, attacks with the knee brace and shit. Yeah.
Tries to gouge out his eyeball. Fucking man, he's what are you, Ciampa's, or are you Gargano's big brother? Blah blah blah. Fucking great smack talk, man. I thought the whole thing was great. I literally just watched it too, so it's so fresh in my mind.
Yeah, very good. And Mustafa Ali versus Buddy Murphy, 205 Live main event. Got some time to work. Really good match. You know, it's unfortunate that nobody gives a fuck about it.
Jim, if I remember when I first started getting involved with you guys, Buddy Murphy was more famously known as one half of the Assfuck Twins.
Yeah, he was.
And did you imagine that he had this in him?
I knew he was the star of the two.
Yes.
That other, did they even fucking pay that other guy anything still?
He's still there. Blake Murphy. No. Buddy.
Blake.
Blake. What's his name? Wesley Blake. The guy that fucks the girl that won Tough Enough.
He fucks Mandy Rose?
No, she didn't win, remember? It was that Sarah Lee girl that won.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't work there anymore.
No, she got fired.
Oh, because she got pregnant.
Well, with Wesley Blake's kid.
Yeah, that guy's the shits, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of those people who just is never going to do anything.
No. I agree. At least Alexa Bliss started fucking Buddy Murphy and not Wesley Blake.
Yeah, maybe she's fucking, she should upgrade, you know?
I mean, all you got to do is wait for Wesley Blake to be fired and sent back to Australia. She won't even have to worry about breaking up with him.
Well, that's Buddy Murphy.
Same shit. Scotland, Ireland, same shit.
Wait, what? No, Buddy Murphy's from... Dude, Buddy Murphy's from Australia. I don't know where the other guy's from. I think he's
Wesley America. Blake's from America.
Yeah.
I just got mixed up in the names. I thought Jesus. It was funnier when I said Scotland, Ireland, whatever.
Well, you're always fucking doing that shit to Scotland, Ireland.
Well, I'm always doing it to... and now I'm probably going to get his name wrong because I've never known how to pronounce it. Grams? Grams?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure. Gramers?
Is that what it is? Gramers? I'm not very good with pronunciation, as you guys could tell over the last year or so.
Or geography.
I used to be really good, though. That's the weird thing.
It's almost like I do so. You know, it's like maybe this weed has been doing something to my brain.
Oh, trust me. I know. It has. Sure. I leave my water bottle everywhere. Travis gets annoyed at me because every time we got to go somewhere, I got to find my water bottle. It's just an everyday crisis, man.
But yeah, that's the top three of the week. Kind of a slow week. Dude, Backrash, it's been so long already, and I just don't care. I fucking hated this show.
Do you want me to sum up Backlash in 5 seconds?
Sure. What do you got?
That's Backlash. Nothing. It was absolutely abysmal. It was... probably one of the worst WWE shows I've seen in recent memory. Yeah. I would say maybe the worst since December to Dismember. Honestly.
Holy shit.
And that's a great segue because I know what's coming up on Pay-Per-View Take 2.
Yeah, right. Coming next week, Pay-Per-View Take 2. We'll be doing ECW December to Dismember. I've watched it. Fuck me, man.
It's not even my fucking show. And what boom, look at me just fucking... slide them up. I am.
That's fucking teamwork.
Yeah, there you go. You call me Roger Clemens. That's what you call me, buddy.
Yeah. But this show, I mean, it sucked. Nia and Alexa was awful.
To me, why would you even build, like, why would the structure of this match have Nia taken the heat? You know, like, why? Why is Alexa Bliss beating Nia senseless? That makes no sense. Alexa Bliss is 5 foot tall. Nia is gargantuan. You know what I mean? There's just no better way to say it. It's like a gazelle being taken on by a fucking Lake Placid alligator. You know what I mean? It's
madness. I mean, I guess those are like a refined, you know, killing machine. She's just more like a fucking, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like an animal that's really dumb and fucking falls down a lot, really clumsy. There probably isn't one.
But a fat animal. I'm fat. You know what, man? A chunky animal. Sorry to hurt all the animals out there that are listening to our podcast. But a fat animal is going to be, you know, it gets its food somewhere. So it's got to kill something.
Hmm. I just hated this. That speech afterward, the crowd was just like fucking... crowd wasn't having it.
No, and because they know
stupid.
You just got back from Saudi Arabia where women don't matter, but we're going to talk about how, you know, let's not bully, let's not do this. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it just sucks. Where else did we go from here? Hardy and Orton. It's just like, do you think we can have the fucking most bland match ever? Let's try. That'll be awesome.
That's every Orton match that I've seen in the last 5 years. It's like, can we have a bland match? Fuck yeah. It's just like, Orton just says, hold my beer. And he just goes out and has the worst match.
Not even like it's bad. It's just average. It's just average as fuck.
It is. And you know, it's props on Randy Orton. How many times has Randy Orton been hurt? And look at all the money he's made. If I could get away doing nothing... You know what I mean? If I can get away wrestling an 80s match and get paid millions of dollars to do it, you're fucking right, I'd do it. And I would, I'd laugh all the way to the bank. You know what I mean? I would. Yeah. Fuck you, fans, buddy. I'm making all this money. Yeah, that's exact. I do exactly what Randy Orton is doing. Just take the money and just take the lazy man's out.
Yeah, there you go. This Elias segment, which I said at the time, even on Twitter, it's like, you know that this time spent here is going to be how much time you're over. And it was exactly. This was like 30 minutes and then you were 30 minutes over and it sucked. It was stupid.
Was this segment really that long?
Dude, it was.
It felt very long. It did. And let me preface this by saying I was at a comic book shop with a bunch of guys, a lot of guys there, you know, like, you know, we were talking New Japan and everything and shit like that. And you know, they're knowledgeable, but a lot of
some of them are listening right now.
I'm not saying anything bad.
Or did you not promote our show?
I did.
But is I'm that not how this shit went?
No. I did. I swear to God. I swear to God, bro, that I did. But it's one of those things where I didn't like this at all. I thought that this was very boring, I just hated every last second of it, but it was so fucking over with everybody that was there.
Dude, some people liked it. They looked like, I mean, and we just must be very different wrestling fans. Like, if this is what you're looking for in wrestling, I mean, I don't know. Well, a half opera fucking jacking off?
Sure, it's entertaining if you don't mind being entertained by the lowest common denominator. You know, there's nothing I like for my comedy to be thought provoking, sometimes dark, sometimes a little crude. This is just, let's make 5 year olds entertained by flashy colors and lots of movement. That's all this was.
Yeah. Dude. And this is like all a big thing for Bobby Roode to attack him. And then, you know, it's like, oh, I hit my throat last week. He looked like he couldn't breathe. And they're like, oh, I couldn't breathe. And all that. And then I just attack him and then dance away.
Watch me twerk.
Yeah, really dumb.
To me, that was the thing we should take away most from this is Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode twerked at the end.
Bobby Roode. Yeah, Bobby Roode, get the fuck out of here with that. And that's all it really was for, right? It's just to advance that half hour on a pay-per-view to advance fucking Bobby Roode.
And another thing it is too, that they were talking about how during WrestleMania week and how many hours and how much greatness it is that these people are watching so many hours of the network. It's like this, they wanted the show to be over 3 hours. So that we got this.
Well, they re-put this so fucking later on.
Oh, it's so
moving on from this. Carmella and Charlotte, abysmal.
Yeah. There's nothing redeemable to come out of this match at all. Nothing.
Dude, they had so much smoke and mirrors in here to cover up the fact like this girl can't wrestle at all.
No.
Then why did you have her go over in Money in the Bank? Why did you put the belt on her?
Yeah.
She can't do anything in the ring, dude.
I got a question for you, Jim. With your disdain for Shayna Baszler, or Shane Baszler, as you like to call her.
Yeah, would that you guy, take, Shane Baszler.
Would you take Shayna Baszler over either of the respective brands women's champions, Nia Jax or Carmella?
Absolutely. Okay.
Good. I was hoping that's what you'd say. Because, man, watching NXT, she's so much better than these two.
I still fucking hate Shayna Baszler.
Oh, I get it. I get it. But I hate Carmella more. And one thing about Carmella, too, this whole... I thought it was good because it pisses people off when, you know, she done the I beat Charlotte. But like, we're gone now, what, 3-4 weeks after that?
Yeah.
And to me, I just want to turn off my television whenever she does
now,
it.
And now she legitimately beat her clean. So where's the heat? Where's the heat in that?
None. There is. It makes no sense.
And it's a good thing that you beat fucking Oscar last one.
I was just going to say it, man. I was just going to say.
Fucking kidding me. Dude, why wouldn't you have the Iconics come out? The Iconics are out. One of them distracts the ref. The other one fucking cost Charlotte the match.
They weren't anywhere else. You know what I mean? They weren't seen anywhere else on the show.
They were in the pre-show. They were there.
That's what I mean. It's not like they had something else to do later on.
And you keep from beating the person who you just had kill this girl's streak. And you give it, I mean, I don't know.
It screams stupidity. Nonsense. It's another thing where I didn't come out and downright hate it when it happened, when Charlotte beat Asuka. Because I just assumed, you know, they got to go somewhere with this. And now, when you look at where they've went, and it's just like, well, fuck this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that makes no sense. None.
The whole basis of the character is that she got the belt by fucking nefarious means, right? Same as the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
She can't wrestle. She's not good. She wins by cheating bullshit. That's the whole deal. And then here she just beats her clean. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can live with it if they made it make sense. And Carmella, you know, okay, yeah, she sucks in the ring. And if she keeps on winning, sure, give her the fucking she every way possible to keep the belt. You know, she just clings on to life. But when you're doing it that you're actually saying she's better than Charlotte.
Just to, oh God, she hurt her knee. Everyone hurts their knee now. That's the thing. This company, honestly, right now it's a long time, obviously, but right now really spoke to me about how just fucking bankrupt this whole company is. And it's creatively bankrupt.
Creatively bankrupt. And the worst part is their pockets have never been deeper. Yeah. So this creativity blank that they have is going to continue. It's going to continue because it's not even that they don't care. If you could make millions of dollars every year by doing the bare minimum, making more money than you ever did going above and beyond, would you? I know I would.
I don't know about that because, I mean, I get that. But at the same point, it's like we don't get shit for doing this. And I never fucking mail it in.
I get you. But
I don't get paid for this. And I put like fucking ton of effort and work into it, you know. So
but no, I mean, but the way I look, the way I'm trying to say is if somebody told you, Jim, OK, I want you to do your show, but take the vulgarness out and you'll get paid to do this on a regular basis. You know, would you?
Well, no, because who's going to listen to that?
You're getting paid, though. That's the thing on top of it. You know what I mean?
Long.
Well, there. That's just the whole point I'm trying to make there. So
I got
just,
you.
Yeah.
But it was the shits.
It was the absolute drizzling shits.
The booking right now on all these shows, dude. Raw had a bunch. SmackDown had a bunch. Just I don't even understand what's going on. I feel like the old man has finally completely lost his shit.
He may have.
Speaking of awful booking, let's move into the next match. Nakamura versus AJ Styles, which was shaping up to be the best match they've had in this company yet.
I agree.
And just as you're getting the crowd, right? Did you notice how the crowd is like, this is getting pretty good. All right, we're going to fucking give you something here. We're going to get into it, and then that's what you do with it.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. I was in the heartbeat of the crowd, you know what I mean? I was feeling the exact same thing they were feeling.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
going through it, I was like, man, this is so fucking good. I'm so happy that this is finally happening. And then...
You thought you were going to finally get with what you've been getting fucked out of for how long?
For in this months, feud, right? Months.
Yeah.
And then I shit you not, Jim. Somebody said, I bet they end in a double DQ due to ball kicks, right? They're going to kick each other nuts and they'll both get counted out. I just looked at him dismissively and was like, fuck, really? No way. And then boom, 10 seconds later, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And the crowd was even hot for that when it happened. Mm-hmm. And it would have been a perfect spot for them to both like fucking get back up right about 10. And, you know,
That's what I thought was going to happen. I wasn't even paying attention to it because it's like, oh, they're going to get up at the exact moment they have to, because they're both premier athletes and know how to get up in a second. But no. If we premier did get anything great.
Like Tony Nese or what?
Yeah, but premier just athletes with great characters. That's what I do. Tony Nese is just another guy that's a premier athlete.
Just a guy, Tony Nese.
We should make a t-shirt of that.
Just a guy with abs, Tony Nese. I know some people who trained with him and shit, they said he's a fucking asshole. So.
He looks like an asshole, and that's half the reason why I take jabs at him, because he looks like... It's half the reason why I took jabs at Michael Elgin. He looked like an asshole, and now he is.
Have 8-packs and aren't assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I bet you any money in the world Ricochet's a piece of shit. I bet you don't look like that and be able to do the shit he does to actually care about other people unless you're working with them.
Some people say he's a nice guy, but I got some shit for that motherfucker later.
Oh, yeah. What a promo. Socks. Jesus.
But yeah, they took this whole thing, which could have been this dream. I mean, it wasn't really a dream match because it's already happened, but. Yeah, a dream match for this company, and they have turned it into a complete fucking mockery.
Yeah, I mean,
just a mockery. Yeah, these guys hit each other in the dick all the time. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it to me, this could have been a lot better without the nut shots. Imagine this storyline without the nut shots. And like
that's the whole fucking story, dude.
And now we're getting Asian ball puns. You know what I mean? Like AJ nuts. But we're not finished. It's like, man, are you fucking kidding me? Really? Now you're going to get a guy that can barely speak English and going to have him make puns in front of my face? Fuck.
Yeah. So now it's going to be great because the next time it happens, no one's going to give a fuck. And then we'll probably finally put it on Nakamura and nobody's going to give a fuck because it's already passed. You've already shit it away. You waited too fucking long. Like they do with a lot of shit. They just wait too long.
How much you want to bet that Nakamura beats AJ for the title at Money in the Bank? Okay. Yeah. And the winner of the Money in the Bank takes off Nakamura.
I wouldn't doubt it. Because no one's going to give a fuck about Nakamura. He's going to win it and no one's going to care.
Exactly.
Because it's just, I don't know. They don't understand like when it's time to do stuff. You know, they always seem to be behind on shit.
Yeah, they always jump the shark.
Well, they'll just like, there's a turn that's perfect to happen and they'll beat it into the fucking ground. Yeah. And by the time they do it, we're like, we don't give a fuck anymore. You've already moved on. You know what I'm saying?
We've seen that with Sasha Banks and Bayley. That should, there was a point in time where I remember the episode where it's like, we said this was when they should have done it. And then from there, they've gotten to the point now. Yeah, exactly. We've gotten to the point now where nobody gives a fuck. It's like, I don't care if you turn them. Really, I don't care.
What the fuck would you?
But yeah.
Well, and then wasn't the pre-show, right? That was where the Bayley match was. Sasha ended up coming out, right? Because didn't Bayley come out for her, save her somewhere too? On Raw or something?
It's so convoluted. You know
what I mean? God. And they already brawled backstage. It's gonna be my fucking the worst feud of the year.
Oh yeah, we're gonna in the XCL awards next year. I'm calling it now. Worst feud of the year is gonna be a new category, and the only option, you won't even be able to vote for this motherfucker, is gonna be Sasha Banks and Bayley.
Yeah. I have so many different ideas for that. I kind of want to do a round table.
We could.
Where we get like us and like the contributors, you know, like Burbs and Jared or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just give our own, you know, maybe we could have run a vote too. So then that'll be like the fan voted ones too.
That's a good idea. So we're not clumped in with those fucking assholes.
Just don't let them hear you, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, well, because like last year I thought some were like fucking robbery. I'm like, this is bullshit. I want to get mine in there. So that's what we'll do this year.
Yeah, it's like we were adamant that the Young Bucks are winning Tag Team of the Year. I don't give a fuck.
They are the Tag Team of the Year.
They were, exactly.
You could say the fucking Usos and shit all you want, fuckers. Owens, Zayn, take on Strowman and Lashley and just a fucking real nothing.
This was just fodder for the crowd until they figured they were ready to see Reigns.
This is just... Oh my god. How about my favorite part of this match was the ref yelling at Strowman, scream, scream. Then oh my god. Fuck.
Oh man, it's there was even one where I was watching the other day and it was somebody, the ref was telling somebody, go, 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 go,
oh,
go,
yeah, go. Yeah. All the time. I was
like,
man, dude.
Fuck, like calm down.
Oh yeah, who was it? We're just one of the recent ones too. Yeah, somebody was like, get angry, after they didn't get a pin.
Yeah.
It's like, holy fuck. So he's got like McMahon or somebody.
In his ear. Oh yeah.
In his ear.
Yeah.
Fucking telling the ref to tell the wrestlers to do shit.
Yeah.
Do you want to fucking work in that? I don't even want to work in that at all. Fuck yourself. I don't even care.
I wouldn't mind it. So much.
Well, Strowman should know when to fucking yell the dumb fuck.
You'd think, but you know, it's gotta be stressful. You know what I mean? It's a lot of pressure on a guy.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it is. Anyways, tell him this, tell him that, tell him this, tell him that. Same time, you gotta act like a ref.
Yeah, fuck all that.
No wonder Chioda done so much coke.
Yeah. But yeah, this match really wasn't anything.
No.
You know, I don't know.
They've been, this is another thing that has been going on far too long. And that's Zayn and Owens hinting at a breakup.
I like them right now together. Why not just leave them together for a while? Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, I don't get it either. It's because tag teams don't mean shit in the WWE. They tried for about a 6-month period and just said, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah, they don't mean shit except for like ones that he likes, like the fucking Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, or the bear.
The bear. But this match was just fucking, pretty much nothing. Lashley, I mean, honestly, he's just dead on arrival. Man, and I feel like he could have been something.
He could have, but they killed him for me on Raw.
Oh, yeah, they killed him.
That was nonsensical, man. Have you ever seen a guy that's so old that looks so young? He looks like a 5-year-old trapped. He's Benjamin fucking Button. Look at his face. Like that fucking promo when it ended with him saying, I love you. That face is the face of somebody that has never been fucked, has never seen a tit, it hasn't even sprouted. He doesn't even have eyebrows. So look at his pubic region. I bet he's bald as fuck.
Like what segment are you talking about? Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
They talk this about where his sister, he talked about how his sisters chained him up in the woods. Yes.
And lynched him.
Yeah. Well, they chained me up in the woods and they leave me out there for hours. Okay.
Yeah, they loved me. It was fun. I was like, what?
Yeah, I love my sisters.
That's rude. I would not have picked up for my sister and a bully after she chained me in the woods. Fuck that shit, man. Bitches on her own.
Oh, funny enough, I forgot something. Somehow I skipped over Daniel Bryan and Big Cass.
Oh my Jesus, so we did. Speaking of absolutely nothing.
So, yeah. I don't know. You were in a fucking heated debate with some people in our Facebook group.
It's not even, I think they just took it the wrong way. I'm not.
Your tone and your response was pretty smart.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It was pretty dickish. Yeah. I get it. I am a dickish person.
Well, if you can't be a dick in our Facebook podcast group, then where can you be a dick?
Exactly,
right?
Exactly, man. Come on, this is not your safe space. Okay, the SCL. Whoever will go to the SCL podcast group and think that's my safe space? It's like, bitch, you're in the wrong fucking house.
I bet everybody in there is really nice and understanding.
I like everybody there,
you didn't like anybody there.
This is the thing. I know my tone comes off that way, but it's not. If I was saying this in person, right?
Yeah.
Let me read my thing off in person. You'll get my tone. How about I do that? That just sounds like an easier deal.
You have it handy?
I can go on Facebook right fast. I was just
really like looking for what your argument was on this whole thing.
My argument is the fact that they haven't even begun to tell the story and people have dismissed it. Sure, it's not going to be a good match, right? But the fact that Daniel Bryan is not in the Money Bank is most of what's causing all this. Is like, we wanted Daniel in there. Well, guess what? That's not their story.
I don't know if that's what's causing. That's not causing it for me.
Well, it's sure, we don't want the feud with Big Cass, but he already beat him. Cass beat him up. We got to let him play it out. It's even worse if they didn't play it out. You know what I mean?
Okay. My argument would be this. Couldn't he have, not to put all this bullshit in there, cost finishes, but couldn't he have cost Bryan the finish against Rusev?
Wouldn't
that have been fine?
I get it. Yeah. It would have been so much better. But is this one of those where having a bad day, maybe, you know, like maybe, yep. I think I had just woken up too. And I was on the shitter when I wrote it. Like most things I write on the shitter.
Yeah.
And so I could have been having trouble with a stool bowel movement. And it came out a little worse.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I thought this was the shits. This is this guy's biggest match of his career. Here's his chance.
And he blew it.
He fucking blew it completely.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And do you think, because some people were discussing it, did it feel like he was pissed probably that he was going to get tapped out in this match and he was going to lose? And he just didn't give a fuck? I mean, he seemed mad about it the whole time. I don't know.
Who, Bryan?
Oh, Cass.
Oh, Cass. Oh, apparently he had a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I heard that loss was because of something he did with the little person the week before.
Right. He was supposed to fucking beat it, like do whatever he was going to do, then give him the big boot, and that was it. And he argued the script to everybody that he should attack more afterward. They all said no. He eventually got to McMahon, and McMahon said no. And then he still went out there and did it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want him to get on top of him and, like, fucking lay in punches. Like, who gives a fuck? I thought it was, like, you know, the best segment on that show, probably. Enjoyed beating the shit out of a midget. That's funny.
You know what it tells you, though? It tells you that 90% of these motherfuckers cannot veer off script.
Oh no,
they are not. Like, the worst thing is like when you hear guys like Stone Cold or anybody talk about it, and they'll be like, oh, take the brass ring for yourself, just go out there and do it. It's like, well, this is why they don't, because they can't. If they do, they're either going to get fucking bullied, you know, like send JBL after you, or people ain't going to talk to you backstage, you know, won't let you on the bus and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or they're going to get fired.
Sounds like an awful place to work. I've said that before.
It does. We've said many times, it's like, let us write your show. But man,
Email it in.
Yeah. I don't think Jim Cornette couldn't even get away with that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Don't question.
That's why I don't believe that shit. It's like they've got all these writers and shit, and it'll sound cocky, and probably every smart thinks that they could, but I think not myself, but with the right amount of group of people.
Yeah, but this is what we've all got to look at it. You can have all the writers in the world. You can have Spielberg writing your shit. If it's got to pass through Vince, it doesn't mean a goddamn thing, because Vince is going to look at it and change it to the way he wants it.
Yeah.
And that's just that. There's no way to book this better unless Vince is dead. That's the only way.
I think it's time to kill him.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised somebody hasn't. With all the fuck, you've got a super fan in NXT that's willing to unleash his semen on the people and throw shit and get shot for it and come back.
Yeah. But if getting shot for it's not grabbing the brass ring, I don't know.
Right? If there's people like that, and that's just one, there's got to be one crazy. I bet you there's somebody that's thought about it.
Oh, dude, there's a bunch of XFL stuff came out this week, and I'm not going to get into it because this isn't a football podcast, but unbelievable. They're already a year behind that other company that we talked about.
Yeah,
AAF or whatever. He's out of his fucking mind with this thing, dude.
Oh, yeah, man, it's just a fucking bucket list.
It's like football, fucking, we're going to, I don't know, they said something about reinventing warp speed football.
Yeah, because it's going to be so goddamn fast. Because the only time the clock is going to stop is what, in the middle? I don't even know. Yeah,
there's no timeouts. Yeah.
No, there's no timeouts. There's one time that the clock will stop, and I think that's between possessions. They'll stop the clock.
But it's funny because it's like no one's bitching about 3-hour fucking football games. You know, people are bitching about your 3-hour fucking wrestling show.
Yeah, you're fucking right. 3-hour shows every Monday. Let's hope to pray the baby Jesus, as unrealistic as he is, and just hope they get a Fox deal.
Why is it, dude, that you'll sit there and be like, oh, fuck, football's too long, but then you'll go and do a fucking 47-hour pay-per-view, you know?
Because that's where the money is. This wouldn't be 3 hours if it wasn't USA needing to pad the ratings. I think it's like
he thinks that football's too long. Most people don't, because actually the ratings go up toward the end of a football game, unlike your fucking, you know, Monday wrestling show where it goes fucking
shit. Would you have time to watch anything over a 2-hour football game if you worked 36 hours a day?
Yeah, you know, 36 hours a day. He works a day and a half every day.
It's like it works 60% of the time, all the time.
Well, he sleeps for like 45 minutes a fucking day or something.
I legit think it's, like 4 hours. That's all he'll allow himself to sleep. And he's still alive.
Can't believe he's still alive. I just think you just give him a nudge at the top of a stairway. Just a little fucking.
I don't think that kills him, man. You're talking to a guy that ripped two of his quads out and continued on. Didn't even show pain. This is, you know what I mean? Have you ever seen that video of him tearing his quads just sitting in the corner? Yelling at people? It's like, man, like if that was me, I'd be crying right now.
What a complete and utter shit show that whole thing was.
Yeah.
Much like this pay-per-view. But yeah, I mean, I've actually felt like they probably were going to have Cass beat him, but because of the heat he got, that's why he got tapped out.
Yeah. And to me, it would have been
7 minutes. It's like, we're going to kill this guy to teach him a lesson, which, I mean, I guess it teaches him something, but like, you fuck yourself on it, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, in what way does anybody think Cass is going to be anything? Is
someone there must have. He's fucking...
He's Kevin Nash without the gear.
Without the fucking charisma, skills.
Everything. Everything. When you compare his entrances... Like both of them, the exact same entrance, only one looks cool and one looks like a fucking idiot.
He does look like a fucking idiot. Something about that guy, right? He just looks like a fucking idiot.
Shave whatever the fuck that is on your face. Like, I don't even know what that is. It's like a elongated chin strap.
Yeah, the ponytail. Oh, bro.
Cut your fucking hair, man. It's straight as a goddamn whip.
That just sucks. Like, I've had long ass hair in my day multiple times, like waist long fucking metal hair. But you'd rock it in a ponytail maybe at your house, but I never went anywhere with it like that because it just looks fucking awful, I think.
See, I just think he looks so stupid with long hair.
Yeah, that's what I thought when he was out that whole time. He should have came back in like with short hair, and he should have came back with different gear. Fucking, pants maybe.
Yeah, or a shirt. You know, get rid of that flab. He's not toned. You know what I mean? There's nothing toned about him.
I think he's thinner than he was.
He might be thinner than he was. He might be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's not fucking eating as well, probably now, with, you know.
He also got that useless 110-pound lump of Carmella off his back, too.
Yeah. Did you hear the rumor that she might be fucking Cena? This guy could get a fucking any broad anywhere, and he's got to fucking pick one up out of that company.
Dude, I'd fuck every one of them. I'd Batista that place. I would make sure they all had the mold of my dick if I was John Cena. And that's not by forcing myself. I'm not that kind of guy. But, I mean, John Cena could fuck anybody. You know it.
Yeah, that's just it. It's like, well, if you could fuck any broad in the world, why would you pick her?
What makes you think that he hasn't fucked most of them? I bet you he's cucked Byron Saxon with Charlotte.
He's a pussy, though. Like, you know, he's just going to date some chick, right? I mean, it's a different era now, right? Back in the day, you could fuck all kinds of broads all over the place and it was no thing. Now, you fuck a broad, dude, she's going to be high. Fuck John Cena. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But now, on your fucking YouTube and shit on Instagram.
I wouldn't fuck the homely broads. You know what I mean? Like the broads are
no,
just,
but that's just nobody. Like bitches in general.
I'd fuck the bitches that don't need my money. I go out and say, move along, Brad. I'm gonna fuck Angelina here now.
Or you just get yourself like just pay for them, just you know, and just get like fucking high end hookers and shit.
But you don't need to if you're him.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot easier. They're professionals, you know.
But how many hookers, though, do you think are going to come in and follow his strict house rules?
Well, they just coming in to fuck. I wouldn't fuck him at my house. I would just go get a fucking motel somewhere.
Can't wear your shoes inside.
Yeah. You take off those clear platform fucking stripper shoes, please. Yeah.
Now, mind you, is that a thing that's widespread through the United States where people wear their shoes inside, or is that just a TV thing?
I don't know, man. If you come to my house and didn't take your shoes off,
I'd be pretty goddamn pissed.
I'd be pretty irritated with you. I might not say anything, but I'd be thinking you're a fucking cunt.
I would. Well, unless, like, I understand if it's, if a stranger came to my house, fuck you, you take your shoes off in the porch. I don't know where the fuck your shoes has been. But, like, if it's me or somebody that lives here, like you run out on the deck with your shoes on, you come back in, no, fuck, who cares?
Well, yeah, but I mean, to me, you fucking go somewhere, you take your shoes off when you get to their house.
Exactly. I'm not going to nobody's house and walking in with my shoes on. Nobody's.
Yeah, even if they're like, oh, it's cool. No, I'm like, no, dude, no, I'm good. I'll take them off.
Yeah. Now, if I see you do it, I'll do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Let's get this fucking over with. Holy shit.
Reigns and Samoa Joe.
It sucked.
It's so boring. Who in the right fucking mind thought it'd be a good idea to do a chin lock for about 5 minutes at the end of like a 3 hour and a 3.5 hour show?
Yeah. Well, it's just that idea they have where if we get people to dislike the other guy, then they're gonna fucking cheer for Reigns, which it's so stupid.
It works,
never fucking worked
on paper, but there's always a catch to it.
Well, there's always also the last 3 years of experience. Oh, that sucked. People were like, tons of people left. There was a million amazing chants.
Yeah,
I heard that he was rattled by it, but I fucking doubt it.
I mean, how can you not be rattled by it in some case? Because with a guy with the ego like his, that's a blow to that ego that people walked out of the show.
He's been fighting the fans for 3 years on this thing.
But he's just doing the exact same thing he did with Hulk Hogan. We just got more public eye of it. You know what I mean? It's just forcing them.
Well, no, but people were along with Hogan.
But if they had the same access, if you brought Hogan in today, it's not getting over.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Somebody that works as poorly as Hogan does.
You ever see fucking Hogan in AWA 1983? The roof almost comes off this motherfucking place for him. Dude, Hulk Hogan's the shit. I mean, he was back in the day.
I was a Hulk Hogan mark as well. But if you place a nobody that's unknown, and you put him and he does the exact same thing Hulk Hogan did, has the exact same amount of charisma, he's got a ceiling. He's only going so far.
I don't know. I liken him more to like Lex Luger, right? American Patriot Lex Luger.
I think Lex Luger is a damn shade worse.
Well, I'm saying in the way that they tried it, they pushed it really fucking hard.
Yeah.
It failed. Fuck you, Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Except here, they've just kept doing it because there's no real reason not to. You know, you don't have WCW written on your neck.
That's
you don't
the have, big thing.
You know, and he is. He hates the people that like the product. It's a weird thing, but I know he hates all of them. You know? You
like,
feel that way?
Like, you mean like he hates all the fans?
Yeah, Vince McMahon hates all the fans. He hates everybody who comes there. I think he hates the wrestling business. I honestly do.
I
think he hates that he's in the wrestling business. He wishes he was in fucking movies. He wishes he was doing all these other things because he doesn't really fucking like it. And like, I feel like Steph's the same way.
You could be very well right. And maybe that all will change when he dies and Triple H takes over. You know, but to a certain extent, it's not, because it's still a publicly traded company. They've still got sponsorships that they've got to honor and moral clauses and bullshit like that that somehow don't cover going to Saudi Arabia.
Let's hope somebody can get some fucking traction, right? Because we cover this, we cover it because we have to cover it, right? I mean, no one's going to tune in and listen to us talk about how awesome New Japan and Lucha Underground are. It's like, welcome to our Lucha Underground and fucking New Japan show.
No.
You know, it's not going to happen. We have to cover this. It's the biggest one.
Well, and how are you a wrestling podcast if you don't cover the biggest wrestling?
Well, right. Well, that's what they all do. I mean, everyone does.
You know what I mean? It makes sense.
But yeah, I hated this. And the crowd hated it too, so.
Yeah. And great. It's great that maybe this might change things. You never know.
And also, it's New Jersey. It's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And these people are watching fucking, you know, Joe have him in a fucking 15-minute submission. Get the fuck out of here.
And you know he was told to do that. Because if that was Samoa Joe calling that match, there's no way he's doing that.
Oh, no.
Not a fucking
fuck
chance.
Fuck this company. Fuck this show.
Yeah, and that's awful. The worst thing. Sometimes we blame wrestlers. Let's take Baron Corbin, for example. What if he's told to be as fucking bland as he is? You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where we blame some of these wrestlers for some of the things they do, but I bet you 9 times out of 10, it's something that's been they were told to do.
That dude's a shoot cunt. He looks himself up on Twitter more than fucking Cody Rhodes does.
I'm not gonna lie, I've never done that. I didn't realize that was a thing until I heard people talking about Baron Corbin doing it.
Oh man, he banned me years ago. He had no fucking promo battle with me, and I mopped the floor with him, and then he banned me.
He
did the same thing to Joe Numbers from Wrestling Soup. Joe Numbers just fucking killed the guy.
My whole deal is, if I think you're worthless, I'm not going to waste my time and even atting you.
Oh yeah,
that's
an easy target because he'll fucking respond.
Yeah.
Dumb fucker.
I did like anyway. One of his responses though. There was somebody that was burying him on Twitter, or it was like how nobody follows you, you dummy. And then Baron Corbin's reply was, "You follow me." It's like he does follow him. It's fun. I thought that was good. That's true.
Sorry, I was saying a mid hit there.
That's okay, man. That's okay. It makes it sound like my joke was actually funny because you coughed while you're doing it. Kind of works.
And also. Dude, Roman did the Hulk spot in this dude. Out cold completely. He's dead. Ah, he's coming back. Really? When's the last time someone did that? You get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, get the fuck off my screen.
Yeah. God. Anyway, moving on. This show sucked.
The show,
Did you see that it crashed? So many people were like pissed off and like, oh my God, I need to hear fucking Brian Alvarez go nuts on this show.
I was one of those people. Like,
yeah, it destroyed their website. I couldn't get in the next day, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
I still have not been able to get my podcast feed of it work since.
Now you have to do the workaround, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, you got to go to the website.
Yeah, dude. He didn't disappoint either. He went pretty fucking ballistic.
Yeah. We didn't get no golden boats or nothing like that, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Total shit.
Should we just get into the news, or you got something else you want to do?
Let's do some news.
This week in the news, ruptured titties, TNA ads, and more this week with Jim. Over to you.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Ruptured tits. I guess Charlotte Flair's set to undergo surgery. She's also going to have to add some dental work in there because she just got her fucking teeth bashed out in Germany.
Oh, really? Because I only heard that in passing. So yeah. I just assumed that they were alluding to that dental surgery she had just before WrestleMania.
I didn't know
that she got her teeth fucking caved in. I
believe she did.
I wouldn't wrestle with a ruptured titty.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised by that.
If I had a saline nut or a silicone nut, whatever it is, in my sack, and that ruptured, guess what, boys? I ain't going out tonight. I'm getting this shit fixed. That's too close to my dick.
When we saw her tits, were that her tits after they were fixed?
Yes. It was just a shitty fucking...
Yeah, horrible tit job.
Yeah.
Maybe she should get him like fucking leveled out and reshaped fucking fixed and up. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just lost to Carmella twice, so I mean, she could go away if she wanted to.
Oh, I think that's the deal.
I doubt she goes away.
How do you, I don't know what the surgery is like to have your tits fixed.
Well, you're obviously going to cut a hole in her tit. That's going to happen. They got to take that implant out and put a new one in.
They could also maybe do some injections like around her pelvis area.
Give her some hips.
Yeah, put something in there so it doesn't look like a fucking, like a dude pelvis.
Put some meat on them bones. She got like that D'Angelo treasure trail. You know that music video I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's looking at Charlotte naked is like looking at D'Angelo.
Fucking not good.
No.
Speaking of surgery, Brandi Rhodes having clavicle... Yeah. Injury surgery.
And worked twice on the broken clavicle.
Jesus Christ, man.
that's something else. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it. Clavicle, that's your collarbone, right?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. She went to Japan, wrestled 4 matches, 2 with a broken clavicle. Hey, 2 separate fractures. She'll need surgery due to the bone poking into the muscle.
Jeez.
Yeah. Hey.
You know what? It's
oh yeah, looks like shit.
I mean, good on her for a girl that doesn't need to do that. You know what I mean?
Well, can't really do that. She's fucking awful, man. Let's not split hairs there.
I'm trying to kind of give her a half-ass compliment. It's like at least she's tough.
Yeah, give her that. Nikki Bella returned to YouTube. Thank God. She's now living with Brie, dude.
Oh, Brian, I feel your pain.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to stay on the road. Can I work the Raw dates, too? Would that be...
I just assume blow my brains out.
Fucking Nikki Bella sucks at life so bad. Your grown sister, she's like 35 years old. Has a breakup, and then that means she has to move in with you because she's fucking can't be by herself or whatever. What the fuck?
Has millions of dollars.
Just fucking
can't do it.
Go get a fucking go buy yourself some fucking mansion somewhere, you fucking bitch.
Fucking, you can get, you can rent a cuddler. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And I bet you they will not mind to cuddle Nikki Bella. Nobody's going to turn it down.
It's true. Former WWF wrestler Big Bully Busick died.
Yeah. I have no idea who he is. Not really. Not a fucking clue.
Rusev will be gone for a week for the funeral of his father. So. It just looks like him, doesn't he?
He does now that you point it out.
I don't want to die on my son's holiday.
Machka.
Machka is his last words were allegedly Machka. Machka, Rusev Day, Machka.
Push Rusev.
Turn face.
Quit. Go to the Indies. Machka. Yeah. Like seriously, that's probably the best thing Rusev can do in his career is go to the Indies, make a name for himself to the point where if they hire you back, they got to try.
Yeah, he'll just sit there.
He'll Dolph Ziggler himself into nothing. I give you 2 years, man. Rusev will be a nobody.
That's totally going to be a term, like the Ziggler yourself. Dude, don't fucking watch out, man. You're going to get Ziggled.
The next thing you know, he's going to start doing stand-up comedy. At least he'd be good at that because he's funny.
I would say unlike Dolph Ziggler, he'd probably be good at it.
There's nothing funny. First off, I in no way, shape, or form or am I ever going to watch somebody. The prettiest person in comedy I will watch is probably Joe Rogan. I don't want you to be pretty to be my comedian. Because already I've got this look at you. It's like, you're too fucking good looking, man. Like, fuck you.
What was that fucking asshole that was popular for a while?
Dean Cook.
Dean Cook. Fuck that guy. He's fuck not even him. Funny.
No. Never was.
No, he's a shit. Kevin Owens evidently signed a 5-year deal.
Yeah, he'll be with the WWE until they fire him. You know what I mean? He'll never quit.
Oh, that's what he said. We got some New Japan should announce for Dominion.
Yes. The best one being Mysterio.
Yeah, but they haven't really said who he's going to be taking on.
They're not going to, because the Best of the Super Juniors tournament still has to happen. And if you announce somebody for facing Mysterio, that means they don't win the cup.
Well, why not the Liger match?
Because it's obviously not the Liger match.
Well, I know, but why is it not the Liger match?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, because they have a match that's probably going to be better. I know that I would rather watch Rey Mysterio and Skrull. I would rather watch Rey Mysterio and Ospreay than Rey Mysterio and Liger.
Well, Ospreay's going to be taking on the winner of the...
That's true. Junior. That's true. So it's probably going to be Marty Skrull. That's the other guy. Or maybe Kushida. Imagine Rey Mysterio and Kushida. That would be amazing.
amazing with like 15 years ago, Rey. Probably.
It's still going to be amazing. I think so. He's not as limber as he once was, but he doesn't have like the insane travel schedule that he once had in the WWE either.
It's true. The Young Bucks will challenge Sonata and Evil for the tag team championships,
which should be stellar as well.
Yeah. Goto will defend the Never Openweight Championship against Michael Elgin and Tai Chi.
That's the guy that comes out with the mic stand and shit. He's abysmal.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah. Well, I know. I just wasn't sure how to pronounce his name. It's like Tai Chi. I don't know.
Backtracking there for a second, Jim. What was the last match you were talking about? The Young Bucks taking on the IWGP Heavyweight Champions. Do you think they win the title on their first shot? I doubt it. Uh-huh. Hey, I would imagine Sonata and Evil will keep it. The Young Bucks, this is literally their first match as a heavyweight.
Sonata and Evil do nothing for me. So
I like Sonata and Evil as a work rate guys.
Yeah.
When it comes to characters, no, I don't care.
And then, of course, you're going to be having
Okada and Omega for two out of three falls. And that's going to be...
This
is already shaping up. I think this is probably going to be the best show of the year.
Looks good. And Jericho will take a Naito.
Naito. Yeah, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be better than Wrestle Kingdom.
June's gonna be fucking sweet. June 9th, we got this. Later in June, we got the debut of Lucha Underground.
Yes, which that trailer came out, and man, that looks so good. And with a limited budget, still production wise, looks great.
Dude, that's the thing going into this. It's like, oh, this is they're going to be on less of a budget and shit. This is the best looking trailer they've done yet.
Yeah. And obviously their budget has been lowered significantly with the amount of guys that they haven't brought back, which is not necessarily a bad thing. The Lucha Underground show in general being only an hour long, I think their roster was a little too boisterous anyways to begin with.
I don't know about that.
Like, but you don't really need the 25, 30 people that'll cover an hour every week for only 20 weeks.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a loss that, Ricochet. I mean, I don't think that means shit. Who gives a fuck?
Puma was my least favorite person on there. Puma. I didn't like Puma. This character I thought was stupid. Pentagon was my guy.
Well, yeah. You definitely got to respect fucking Ricochet. I get why they did it. I mean, he's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, but the Puma character, I thought, on one side, corny as fuck, because you had those stupid Puma roars every time he talked. And then, secondly, that headdress, fucking why? That was the stupidest fucking thing in the world. He even looked fake as fuck. But the work, his in-ring work was tremendous. So
yeah, well, they had the, at least they had the good sense to make him not talk.
Yeah, until the end.
Well, yeah, they shit the bed on that. I suppose they were like, you know, we can't just have him never talk.
How's that? If you could. There's nothing saying you can't. So,
yeah, that new trailer looks good. I know that Tommy Dreamer shows up at some point because you see he's in the trailer,
which does nothing for me. I did like the rabbit tribe going down the rabbit holes, man.
Yeah, that looked cool, didn't it?
It was so cool. So cool. I thought that's going to be one of my highlights. I think they've really taken a more cinematic approach with the cutscenes by looking at this trailer, and they've made it more of a movie with cutscenes of wrestling. And that's, I really hope they took a more movie-esque Hollywood production style.
Yeah. If you're into the Lucha Underground, man, stick around here. Cause you know, a lot of the wrestling podcasts, they don't fucking cover Lucha Underground at all. They sit and they do WWE and they complain about it and all this shit, but they never give Lucha Underground like any love at all. Nope. I feel like I work on a street team for that fucking company. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, their viewership is so low that it kind of feels like a street team. You know what I mean? It's like, it's only the amount of people that would be in a street team that know about it. Or even because
we've covered that shit since day one on this show. It's what got me back into wrestling. Honestly, I was out of wrestling for a few years, and I heard about Lucha Underground coming up, and I was like, "Fuck, that's going to be awesome!" And that got me back into wrestling as a whole.
Well, and let's take my example where I wasn't doing this show from the beginning. I started doing this show a year and a half ago, something like that, and that was two seasons of Lucha Underground done basically. And it's the only wrestling. I didn't watch wrestling regularly every week anymore until I came back to here. And
oh, yeah.
Lucha Underground was the only thing that I watched regularly.
So fucking good. It looks really good. I'm impressed with that. And you do get to see whatever character Dario is now.
Some old fuck.
No. I mean, it's supposed to be like Dario is dead and this is his brother or something of that nature. I think it's awesome, dude.
I can't wait to see what the story is.
Yeah. And they're at that new place too. They're at that, like, it's like a, what the fuck is it? Like a, but it's like a refrigerated warehouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The place is like a refrigerated. It was like, man, they do ice production there. Some fucking weird thing. So it's very, like, the whole place, I guess, has, like, a cold vibe to it.
That's...
like a blue kind of color to it, and it's, like, a completely different thing. It's a whole new temple. Looks fucking awesome.
I didn't really see much. I only watched it on my phone. I didn't really see much in the way of the temple itself, but I can't wait to really start watching an hour of it and being able to explore the temple, much like that fucking Dragon Gate gift that you fucking tweeted. With the background that looked so cathedral, was so fucking dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's all the news I got. I don't know if you mentioned another story in there.
Let me see here. That's I watched Dinner for Three with AJ Styles and Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon. And yeah, it was so really odd to see the Impact Wrestling streaming network ad.
Who got that one past the old man?
I think it's one of those where they know that if you've got the network, you more than likely know what TNA is. And you know that AJ Styles and Kurt Angle wrestled in TNA. So we can get away with putting an ad there because you all know about it. But if we put an ad on TV, that means all these little kids are going to go there and see, you know, like Kevin Nash crying or whatever, X-Pac on drugs and shit.
Like who's going to actually go sign up for it anyway?
It's one of those things where why don't you have your everyday pay-per-views on there? You cheap ass crazy bitches.
Yeah.
Like ROH will never get my money ever unless ROH
fucked up, right? Because I would have, you know, subscribed the show.
I would have too.
You know? I would have, but dude, their plan fucking sucks dick, so you can kiss my ass.
Yeah. It's too
much.
Speaking
of which, they do have a really good show tonight, though.
It's in Toronto.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
Some good matches on the card, actually, so.
Well, they usually have a good show for the Toronto portion of War of the Worlds, because they've been doing Toronto for like 3 or 4 years for War of the Worlds.
Yeah. It is, it's on like $9.99 or whatever. Like, they're those ones cheaper.
Yeah, because they're basically glorified house shows.
Yeah. But there's good shit on it, man. There's some good fucking matches. Super Smash Bros. Are on this fucking show.
Yes, against the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's worth the price of admission alone, I think.
Yeah, man.
Now, mind you, if you look at the absurdity, though, it costs $10 to watch a ROH house show. For $10, though, you get all the history of the WWE, WCW, and ECW. Beat that bitch. It's like, yeah. I'm not going to buy your streaming service. Thank you very much. I'm not going to rent your show either.
Jay White's defending the IWGP US Championship against Punishment Martinez.
I really hope Jay White wins.
Obviously. I don't understand the fascination with Punishment Martinez, but
I don't think there is a fascination with Punishment Martinez.
Well, they have something with him. They fucking like him.
Yeah. Yeah, they guess.
Silas Young is defending the
ROH TV.
It says World Championship here.
Dalton Castle's not gonna be there. He's injured.
I know. That's what I'm looking at. This is what it says, but that can't be right. Because Silas Young's like the TV champion, isn't he?
He is the television champion. Yeah, he's the ROH television champion.
Cody's taking on Liger. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd watch that.
What Naito and Beer City Bruiser?
Nope. I'm not watching nothing with Beer City Bruiser. I sure some people like him because. To me, the only people that like Beer City Bruiser, they're the same people that are going to go around and smoke their cigarettes with no filters. Rollies. You know, they're the hipster people. It's like, I like liking stuff that people don't like. Yeah. That is not my thing.
So-called Uncensored taking on Roppongi 3K. Sonata, Evil, Bushi, and Takahashi are taking on Team ROH. Dalton Castle, who's out now, so I don't know who replaces him. Jay Lethal, Flip Gordon, Kenny King. So, good show.
Have you seen the tweet of Okada reading the Shoin Yo Japanese softcore porn magazine?
No.
No? New Japan apparently does magazines with their male talent half naked, like doing seductive poses. And Shoin Yo were the latest ones to have a magazine. And there's a picture of Okada, which is like opened up to the middle and just a look of fear and frighten. Just eyes open all the way, mouth open. It's like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Is it for boys or is it for gay boys?
I think it's for girls. I think it's for girls.
Yeah, girls need someone to fuck them over there. If there's anything I've gathered about Japan, it's that like dudes don't want to fuck women over there. And
well, that's the thing. A lot of these dudes are getting married to like their cell phones and shit. It's weird.
Well, they marry like they fuck like the dolls and robots and shit over there.
Well, yeah, no, but there's literally a bunch of cases where like there's an app that's just like a companion app where you can talk to it and it'll talk back, and people are getting married to it.
Eventually they'll just like
walk off a cliff and die, probably.
Well, just eventually there'll be no reproduction over there, and it'll just be we'll be it able to go over though. There
it needs it,
get some nice beachside property.
Maybe Fukushima might be riddled with all the
I'm worried about Godzilla, you know, but
imagine Godzilla after that nuclear power plant fucking erupted.
I think the risk of a Godzilla attack is worth it, you know, for the view and the fresh seafood and stuff.
I've always been enamored. It's one of the places I want to go to before I die is Japan.
Yeah.
And mainly because of the wrestling, I'd like to go see a new Japan show in Japan. But a lot of things, too. The culture fascinates me.
When you're a single guy, you could probably fuck a bunch of broads over there.
I feel like that's a no-no in Japan. But I would go for it. But how many Japanese ladies are going to look at me and be like, oh, he's fat?
At least you're different. You're an exotic over there, dude.
That's true. No matter how Boba Fett I look, I'm an exotic.
Yeah, if you got a big fucking dick and you're, you know, confident, I mean, you could advertise. You could lead with that.
You could.
I mean, they'd be all about that shit.
That's true. I can't, but I could probably pretend to be rich, lie, and just be like, yeah, I'm loaded, baby. I'll buy you 2 sake shots. That's it, though.
You might as well fucking lie. All's fair in love, war, and trying to convince girls to fuck you.
I mean, if you can't speak the same language, it's not really lying anyways. It's just miscommunication.
Yes. Very nicely done. Let me talk about... I mean, I guess we kind of have to talk about the week in WWE, but I mean, I hated it, really.
Do they get an intro?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter at this point.
He's so deflated. Just, yeah. All the wind is out of his sails.
I really hated this week in wrestling.
I get it.
I fired up Ring of Honor, and I was like, yeah, I'll give Ring of Honor a watch. And they ran down their card. I'm like, I just hit stop.
Yeah, just like, fuck this. No, I'm good.
They ran down the card, and it was just like... First thing out is Beer City Bruiser, and then whatever his fat fuck teammate is. I don't know, some stupid team. Coast to coast, or...
I will admit...
The Dogs or something.
The ROH TV show has made it off of my rotation. I don't...
It depends for me. I'll look at the card, because sometimes they have good card, you know, good matches, but sometimes it's just the shits.
Yeah. It's mainly I just watch it. If you tell me there's a great match on it, I usually watch it.
Yeah.
That's about as far as it goes.
As far as Raw goes, I don't know. Do you notice how they did not spend any time recapping Backlash? They just on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. At least they
do. Usually, you know how the show opens with all these flashbacks of what happened and, oh, we're, you know, nothing, dude.
With that James Earl Jones motherfucker? Last week on Raw.
Yeah. They just moving to the next thing. And it's funny because they're already putting people into these matches and it's like they're like six weeks away or something. Man. What are you going to do, dude? The first 2 weeks, you decide all the people who are going to be in it. And then you spend the next week like with them throwing each other into each other, doing commentary and shit.
You know what I honestly think is going to happen?
I'm going to quit watching WWE.
I'm almost there. But what I think is going to happen is they're going to build up that they have all the contestants ready. And then they're going to start shuffling it around. Guys like Roman Reigns are going to get another shot. Like Roman Reigns can take on somebody that's guaranteed a shot. If Roman Reigns beats him, he's in. The other guy's out. I can expect him to do a lot of fuckery like that.
Oh, God.
I know. And that's... God, help us. I think that's part of my argument in the Facebook group is or part of my argument of thinking is like they're probably going to do some shit like this and it's going to suck. But, I mean, we don't know. They could be telling this story. I don't know. Weird shit. Garbage.
Yeah. Opens with Angle. I hated this. Braun Strowman talks about a treehouse and shit.
Yeah.
Really stupid.
The night before, no bullying. Braun Strowman, though, will come out the night after and talk about how he killed a bunch of kids in a treehouse.
Yeah. Well, not to mention they beat Owens and Zayn, and then they just continue to fuck him up afterward for no reason.
Yeah.
But actually, Braun defeated Owens in a pretty fun match.
It was. It's very entertaining to watch Braun run around a ring.
Yeah, and then, I thought Owens did a really good job.
He sold it really well.
Making him fucking look good. Because Strowman really isn't that good. And I think that's something a lot of people fail to realize. You know, everyone's like, he's fucking ready. He's actually not very good. if you really look at it, he's not very good.
I agree. I would rather Braun Strowman than Roman Reigns.
But then again, it's like Lesnar's been the champion forever, and he's awful. He does like the same suplex, shitty suplex over and over.
Yeah. So did you see that side-by-side comparison of CM Punk and Brock Lesnar? Where it's like Brock Lesnar in his span of 400 and some days has defended the title like 12 times. And it's like CM Punk's defended the title like 100 times in that amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah, he's not back to like SummerSlam or something, which is funny to me. I don't care. I just don't care anymore. What else do we get? I'm skipping over a bunch of shit.
Let's see here.
Oh, Titus Worldwide. I'm going all the way up to Titus Worldwide 3000. 3000 versus Baron Corbin and the Revival. That's where I'm going.
I fucking love this.
Dude, do you feel okay? So I noticed this and I really thought about it. It made sense to me. No Way Jose, he comes out, he's got neon pants on with fringe and all this shit. And it's like, you just know that's Vince.
Oh, yeah.
Vince like stops him. That guy goes, get this neon pants and some fringe. And then after, like when he walked away, you know, when he came out wearing the shit, Vince is like, yeah, I fucking nailed. I made this guy right here.
Boys, I gotta go jerk off. I'll see you later.
You know, that's the kind of shit he comes up with. Oh, this guy, he's why is he wearing white pants? He should have bright pants and fringe.
What if he shits his pants?
What if he shits his pants? Fucking stupid. And then Corbin pins him. Corbin pins Jose. And I'm not gonna sit here and champion for No Way Jose's career. But holy fuck, wouldn't you pin Titus here?
Right?
I'm surprised they didn't pin Cruz, honestly.
They've done. Who eats the pin on every Titus Worldwide match? Cruz. He eats it the all young the time.
Guy, the younger, young, super athletic guy, not the old shit box motherfucker that falls down all the time and kisses fucking Leo Rush on the mouth and shit. Fuck you. Sasha versus Ruby Riot versus Ember Moon. This is for a chance to get into the win a Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Riot Squad get involved in this no DQ match, and Bayley's down for the save. I can't believe it, dude. I can't believe that angle.
It's just, it's mind boggling. It really is. It's
Moon wins with a double eclipse,
which is pretty cool. You know, it's...
yeah, then it went to. Backstage, she had some promo, and it was like every fucking every kind of moon.
I'm over the moon.
Yeah, I'm gonna be rising, and oh my fucking god!
What a horrible, horrible, horrible scripted promo that was. That is the death of. I really don't think. I think that's not gonna be her nail in the coffin, but she's. She's got a ceiling, that's for sure.
I just what? Dude, what? The fuck, man? Oh, fucking ridiculous. What? Exactly. That video package to try to get fucking Lashley over. Why was he dressed like... Why was like he dressed like a five-year-old? I mean, to me, he was like... I don't even know what to say, but he reminded me of like an old black man from like the fucking 30s or something.
Yeah,
no, like an old black man with money from the 30s.
I expect him to break out his guitar, start playing me some blues tunes.
And good God, he's just a weirdo, dude. What is with that guy? That's all I got from that video. I was like, what a weird guy. This weird motherfucker's sister's chained him to trees in the woods. I don't know.
Now, you know the video package I played before, right? How he almost went to the Olympics, but he didn't because his knee got jacked?
Yeah, they didn't even tell the cool story.
No, exactly. They could have told him that somebody robbed a bank and he hurt his knee there. But no.
I would have stretched it until he tried to fucking save
exactly,
the day.
Exactly, exactly. Then you have the hero, Bobby Lashley, who could have went to the Olympics, decided to save this bitch's life first. You know what I mean? That's the story you could have told. Instead, he's a guy that loves the sisters. Okay.
Teams with Braun Strowman for no reason.
Yeah. Fixates on his headband, and yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, what match was that? Was that on the pay-per-view where fucking like Owens took it off his head?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, and then he puts it back on after.
Fucking awesome. But yeah, this to me, we're not fans of him by any means. That's well established. But to me, they should have brought him in. And I mean, they don't have anybody in the main event. He should have been a real main event guy. Maybe he's kind of floating there, but they didn't do anything to get him over.
No, he came in. He didn't make a splash. He came in and immediately started working Elias. And that's not going to help you. That's not your claim to fame. You're fucked. We should have known right there that he was dead from the start.
Yeah, that Zane Owens had a cool, entertaining little backstage thing. You know, Zane is like trying to, Owens like, dude, you fucked me over yesterday. He's like, that was yesterday though.
Yeah. Just help me this time. Help me tonight, because that was yesterday, and this is now.
Jinder defeats Gable.
Yeah, let's move on. Oh. I didn't watch this.
The Gable experiment is over. Oh, I didn't either, but he beat him down afterward.
Yeah.
In fast forward. This is more backstage horror shit.
Oh, this.
And Ziggler defeat Rhino and Slater.
What was up with they had Zack Ryder and Goldust both come in, ask for a Money in the Bank shot, and never get an answer?
Yeah, it was like...
So weird and stupid.
Can Ryder even work now?
What do you mean?
Well, he was hurt. He didn't go to the Royal Rumble thing.
Oh, it was probably... That was probably one of those exercise my claws of not having to go, probably.
Who knows? But, dude, he's like his hometown. He didn't even get to fucking go out.
No. No.
He didn't even get to wrestle, so I don't know if he's not hurt or what.
Well, I mean, why would you get in your gear? You know what I mean? It's like you can do that. If you're hurt, you can do that in your street clothes. You don't need to be in your wrestling gear to talk to the general manager. It's not like it's a dress code where you need to be wearing just shorts and knee pads just in case we want to look at your butt or you suck our dicks. You got to be in that street. That
isn't that fucking stupid, right? It's like you work half naked, but you have to show up to work in a fucking suit.
Yeah.
It's a real beef of mine because, like, it makes them all look fucking dumb. NXT, all the backstage shit looks fucking ridiculous because everybody looks like they're on break from a call center. It looks fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming for you, Ricochet. Coming for you.
Put some fucking socks on.
How many times will you be able to endure that McIntyre Ziggler entrance before you just give up on this?
Oh, I know you like started fast forwarding the entrance.
He comes out to his, and then they do the record scratch immediately into the Ziggler song. Yeah,
it would work so much better if it was just McIntyre's music.
Is there a guy who needs a new song more than Dolph Ziggler?
No.
Randy Orton, maybe?
No, man. Dolph Ziggler needs it more.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does, right?
Oh, maybe Cesaro, but...
Well, for a different way. Oh, my God. What else we have? Elias versus Bobby Roode. And Roode wins. And I mean, it's 50-50 fucking bullshit.
50-50 and just nothing. There's nothing appealing about this match. Nothing.
Rollins defeats Rob Mojo Rawley in a open challenge match.
Yeah, again.
Really wasn't that bad.
It's still nothing. And Mojo had a decent promo coming out. He's going to make this Monday night Rawley, right? Yeah. It's not as good as his YouTube promos, but it's a decent one.
If they do kind of what they did, I don't have a problem with it. Like when Cena had the open challenge and it's him versus a guy who you don't usually get to see on TV. Going to have a chance to come out and have a good match. And, you know, I didn't even hate this, man.
No, I didn't either. I didn't hate it. It's because it's something that you haven't seen. I'll watch a variation of people if I've never seen it before. Yeah, you're fucking right. I'll watch it.
At least Raleigh looked like he gave a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's a wrestling fan at heart. That's why he gave a fuck. You know what I mean? Because he actually likes wrestling. He grew up watching wrestling. I would imagine that over in England next week, Rollins takes on somebody like Pete Dunne.
Because
I would imagine he's going to continue this open challenge. I think it would be a good thing for Rollins to do. Rollins is red hot right now. So you put him out in the crowd to have good matches every week, he's going to stay red hot.
He is fucking super over.
Yeah.
The leaders of worlds defeat Axe and Bo. I feel like they need to
have
those guys.
Everybody has a yin and a yang, right? Fuck.
I feel like they need to put those dudes in the group.
What group?
In with fucking Hardy and Wyatt.
Oh, Bo and Dallas. Or Bo and Axel.
Yeah,
I agree. You see how Bray got that cheap shot in on his brother in this match? I faced him off the ramp. Or off the apron. It was great. I loved it. He just fucking knocks down Axel and then just runs and just rushes Bo off the apron. It was fantastic. Because it's the first time I've ever seen them work against each other.
Yeah. I didn't really pay much attention to this match. Because at the beginning of that, why would you watch that match?
The really? Only reason why I watched this was to see if Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas... got together. That was the only reason why I watched it.
Ballard, Zane, Reigns. I thought it was a pretty decent match.
I quite enjoyed this match, actually. Maybe it was just the smark in me seeing Roman Reigns get taken out and having the crowd's elation running through my bones and feeling their elation.
Dude, I am fucking giddy about the prospect of everybody cheering Jinder Mahal against Roman Reigns. It's going to happen, and it's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait.
He kind of did get a little bit of a rub from Sammy and Kevin that one week where he got minor cheers, you know, just, but maybe
I think it was because he was kind of fucking said something about Reigns. Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. No, I get it. You could see that he can get more if in the right situation, because he got a little bit with Kevin and Sammy. So you put him against Roman Reigns, you could have the bizarro world to the nth degree.
Aren't they going to Chicago sometime soon?
Chicago's Money in the Bank.
Oh my God. If they go to Money in the Bank and do Jinder and Reigns, oh my God. It's going to be amazing.
That could be.
The crowd is going to cheer Jinder Mahal like fucking Daniel Bryan or something. It's going to be amazing.
Let's just hope it's not on the main event. Oh. Because that is, if I watched Money in the Bank and my main event was Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal, guess what? I'm not finishing Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, I can't. You know, I'll watch it in the middle of the show, but not after a 3-hour show. No way.
And that was Raw. Holy fuck.
That it was. I would give it a thumbs down. That's for sure.
Yeah, I give it 2 thumbs down.
And a blue and a blue raspberry.
And my toe is pointing down too. I actually thought Raw wasn't that, like, as far as Raws go. I mean, I think maybe it was just like Backlash was so bad that Raw was like,
it was better than Backlash. I would give Backlash a 3 flaccid penises. That's what I would give it out of 10.
Yeah, dude. It got Solomon Monster. He does these polls after pay-per-views and shit.
Didn't he get like 92%?
Yeah, 92% thumbs down. And 8% is just people fucking around, honestly.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was a very bad show. And like we said, man, it was so bad that it crashed the Observer's website. So
yeah, I mean, I'm just really fucking cold on their shit. I'm never hot on WWE, I guess, but I'm just different degrees of cold, and right now I am fucking frigid.
Well, especially when it's like we were expecting at least something more for the WrestleMania build and the road to WrestleMania, because in the WWE, that's the only months to really, you know, that gives you any pull to want to watch, because usually they at least use some iota of try. You know what I mean? They at least try to bring in a decent show, but this year they didn't. There was no build to anything. Literally, your Undertaker Cena match was built 3 days before or whatever. Then you come from that to the greatest Royal Rumble and then to Backlash. And it's like, oh, so, okay, I think they've given up. I think it's really... Like, next year, I don't expect there to be anything built for WrestleMania. We're just, this is what we're getting. And that's what it is. Then you take UFC getting $10 million a show on ESPN. Buddy, it's going to keep on getting worse.
On ESPN Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, if that's what ESPN or UFC is going to get, it's not, WWE is going to get something big too.
I'm an OG fucking UFC fan. But man, UFC to me is just the shit.
It's so watered down. So watered down.
I mean, almost all the fights, a lot of the fights are shitty. And there's just no stars, dude. I thought people learned, like, oh, you got to make yourself a star in UFC. And fucking nobody does.
No, nobody. Conor McGregor did it. Chael Sonnen did it for himself.
The Diaz brothers.
But nobody's done it over the last 2 years.
Don't be scared, homie. Yeah, don't be scared, homie. I watched Bellator because at least Bellator has the good sense to sign fucking golden era stars.
They do the freak show matches and it's fun.
I just watched fucking Fedor take on Frank Mir last week or whatever. And it's fucking awesome. It lasted like 45 seconds.
Fedor won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And that's the thing. I don't even care that Chael Sonnen's not that good anymore, or Fedor's not that good, or any of these fucking guys. Rampage Jackson. Like, I'm fucking, it's awesome. I wish they, it'd be awesome if Chuck Liddell came back.
Jim, you might hate me for this, but I want you to say what you just said related to wrestling.
What do you mean? That I only like the Golden Arrow stars?
Or, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's
a similar thing.
It is. It's not being a hardcore fan and just being a lapsed fan. And, you know, just bring me to people that I like and that I know.
Well, it's the same. It's created by the same thing, right? I mean, WWE is the same way in UFC. They aren't making new stars.
No.
There aren't new interesting guys for the most part.
No. No. And what, you know, people that haven't watched in years, the only way to get them there is to have these people come back. Like
I'm fully in on fucking Golden Era MMA. It's awesome. That's my shit.
Well, at least there you're still getting people rickrolling each other, you know what I mean? And beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I think UFC should have a fucking Masters division for 40 plus or something.
Yes.
Dope as shit. Open weight, 40 plus.
What's the PGA thing called? The senior PGA?
Yeah, like the senior tour, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. That's good stuff. And if Raw didn't get a theme music, I sure as well don't think SmackDown will either. Even though I think SmackDown was the better show.
Yeah. That is fair. All right. And as always, you can send us voicemails. You can email them to us, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com, or you can submit them very easily on mofudge.com/suplexcitylimits. We got one from our boy, Viva La JD, from the land down under. You better run. You better take trouble.
So here we go.
What's up, Father Muckers? The Viva Luxiati here, and I have an observation more than a question. Did you guys realize that both Tetsuya Naito and Chris Jericho lost their matches at Wrestle Kingdom this year, and Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada both won their matches, right? So now they're versing each other. So we've got Naito versus Jericho at, I'm assuming, Dominion or the other US show, and then Okada and Omega at Dominion, I'm guessing. Just thought it was kind of interesting that the losers are facing each other, so Naito and Jericho, and then the winners, as in Okada and Kenny, were versing each other. I just thought it was an interesting step from New Japan. It's different. Peace out, guys.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't really think about that.
It goes to show, is, you know, when Naito lost, it's like, why did he lose? Well, I mean, they still utilize logical booking in New Japan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. They actually have stories to tell.
Yeah,
and what do fantastic you think ones. With Okada and Omega? Is this the time Omega finally beats him and becomes champion?
Well, I think I might have said it here last week, where I'm pretty sure I know how the match is loosely going to be laid out.
Right.
I would imagine Omega wins, or Okada wins quickly, because Omega won quickly before. And then I would imagine that Omega gets the victory around the same timestamp of their first match that Okada won. And they're going to go just barely over an hour. And I don't know. You'd think that it would be where they go going into America the next month. But, I mean, I don't know. It's Okada. You don't need to. I don't think it's going to drastically change your ticket sales because Omega's champ and Okada's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
that's fair. I feel like you have to pull the trigger here. Like, if he's, unless he's leaving, maybe if he leaves in January, you don't have to do it here. But if you're going to keep him around for a few years, you almost have to do it at this point.
Yeah, I think so. Unless he's not in your plans to be a, the heavyweight title guy. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
You could say, you know, maybe they make a U.S. division and Kenny Omega's over there and he won't even be with Okada. You know what I mean? You don't know. I don't know what their plans are. I don't think they know what their plans are. Actually, I feel like they have no idea what their plans are, especially with the planning of this show. You know what I mean? I don't think they have a U.S. plan. They got a dojo and they'll take it from here.
I guess we'll see. Thanks for the voicemail, man. Let's just get through SmackDown.
Yeah, they do not deserve their music back. Not yet.
Yeah. Opens with Paige. the best thing that I heard about that all week was, I guessed it on THT podcast this week.
Yes, I've seen that.
And they brought up that she looks like Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. I was like, you goddamn it. So yeah, check those guys out. Much love to Shaheen and Boxman over at THT Podcast. They had me on, and we did a fucking marathon show over there. Had a good time. Really good guys. And I expect them to be over here sometime soon. So
there you go. There you go.
Listen to that.
Everybody download that motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Pretty good shit. Ms. Jeff Hardy, winner.
You glanced over the fact that that Paige ended up telling us that Backlash was a huge success.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did. And there were a bunch of booze.
Dude, I cannot listen to her talk. I cannot do it. Poo-choo. Fuck, she sucks.
Yeah, she's
can't do it.
She has her niche.
She's like, when I made the no DQ match, I failed to realize that it could have, except no, none of us did. You know, we saw the first thing we said when they made a no DQ. Like, you can still be counted out in a no DQ. You know, like this. So I don't know. We just ended it everywhere, but yeah, Miz wins clean with a roll up. Yeah. I don't know why you beat your champion like that. Why wouldn't you just leave feet on the rope at least?
I mean, it's especially with Miz being a heel, why don't just have his hands on the tights?
At least grab the tights, feet on the ropes, any of those things.
Yeah.
It's his whole fucking gimmick, man.
Yeah, exactly. There's little things like that, man. This is why.
That's what I'm saying. That's where this whole week is just the worst booking decisions. I can't understand it.
How much of it you think has to do with how... You got to think these fuckers are exhausted.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like they come back from going to Saudi Arabia. They're in America for a couple of days. They go back to Canada. Then they come back to America. Now they're going all the way over to jolly old England or UK, whatever the fuck.
Well, the way they set up their tours is fucking ridiculous.
It's madness, man. Why don't you just set up your tour that you left Saudi Arabia and you go to England? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, no. Think about these poor fuckers that are working for you. Don't you know where send they them were over hell and creation.
They went from Cape Town, South Africa, to Saudi Arabia, to Montreal, to the U.S., back to the U.K.
It's madness. It's absolute madness.
So we get the bar backstage, the bear.
The bear.
They find that their bags are full of pancakes. They're lucky that... considering they're on the same show as Randy Orton, you know, it's just pancakes in their bag.
And even if they put syrup on those pancakes, it wouldn't be so bad as if Randy Orton got a hold of it.
Yeah, not near as bad as a bag full of shit.
Can you imagine who or how many people you'd have to shit in that bag to fill it up with as many pancakes that were there?
I mean, it's a pretty big bag.
It is a pretty big bag. Amazing. Speaking of pretty big bags.
What's that?
My bag. I was actually more talking about that big bag of Lucky Charms that Sheamus was eating, not Cesaro.
Just like a product placement, or is it like, he's Irish? No.
It's definitely not product placement, because if it was product placement, it would have been the box. But it's obviously not, because they're not allowed to show it, because it's not product placement. So it's obviously an Irish joke.
Yeah, get it, he's Irish.
Me Lucky Charms. That's all Vince wanted. He just wanted to hear Sheamus say Lucky Charms. That's all he wanted.
Yeah. Fuck me, huh? We get another sanity video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't this supposed to happen already?
It's I don't know. They never did say that it was just like Sanity coming soon or whatever.
I swore they picked a date. I swore they said like next week, and then it still hasn't happened.
What did they do with the Bludgeon Brothers? They said they debut and they didn't show up. You know, I mean, they've done. It's not the first time they've done it, so it's quite possible they've done it.
What have they done with them since they put the belts on them? Nothing.
No, they've had them do singles matches against the Usos.
Yeah. Nakamura with Renee. He's not medically cleared. Neither is it Styles, I guess. They're not cleared because they got kicked in the balls?
I guess. I mean, I do know a guy that took a slap shot from a hockey ball in his nuts, and his nuts swelled to the size of a softball, and he had to go back and forth every day to get it drained.
Yeah. And not the fun way of getting a drain.
No, either. No, definitely not. It's no rub and tug. It's a needle and squirt.
Yeah. Carmella had an awful backstage promo. The Aussie cunts came out and cut a ramp promo. And then Peyton Royce lost clean to Charlotte. So yep. These iconic chicks are done already.
That was a horrible match.
Dude, those girls are awful. I've said it the whole time. People are like, they're ready to come up. Why didn't they come up? Well, here they are, and they fucking suck. So there you go.
One's a good talker. The other one has nothing. Then neither is a good worker. Peyton would be a decent valet to a person you hate. Like if you put Peyton with Dolph Ziggler. Oh, buddy.
No. Daniel Bryan backstage, he talking about his Money in the Bank match. And even here, I was like, oh, I wonder if Cass will interfere in his match. But then they didn't even do it. Then they didn't even do it.
Even on the show.
I know. Cesaro defeats Woods, 50-50 booking. Styles had an interview. His cheek is fucked from that chair shot.
So brutal.
Oh.
What?
You got the robot sound now.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Okay.
But yeah, man, it's just, Lord forgive me, I touched a man's balls. I'm not part of the gay community. It was just for work.
Gay community?
Yeah, it's just for work. I swear, God.
I got paid for this, God. I swear.
Yeah.
We got Mandy Rose's new entrance.
Is that what that was?
That was the most awkward thing I'd ever watched in my life, I think. That was so slow, and she looked so uncomfortable. And it's ruined.
What was she doing, dude?
She was like, I don't know. Like she was walking like a fucking horse. Like she'd pump her leg up all the way, outstretch it, and go down, and just put her hands in the air and rub her sides. Man, I could jerk off better than horse porn than this.
I don't understand that. I mean, too, she's like, okay, yeah, they think she's really hot and everything, but she's awful. She's not good.
Like, you could do that entrance sexy, but it's too slow to be sexy. People think of, you know, when sexy, they do things slowly and seductively. Well, this was slowly and awkwardly. A big difference. A very, very big difference. And look at her. She can obviously be sexy, but not when there's somebody that has buck teeth and a paunch telling them how to be sexy. That doesn't work. When a dude is telling a woman how to be sexy, that's not how you do it.
Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, yeah.
If Kevin Dunn was trying to set her up to look sexy, he'd probably dress her up like his mother.
Oh, God.
I don't know. And yeah, she defeats Becky Lynch. Poor Becky Lynch.
I know, right? She's got to be rolling her eyes.
She's got the worst fucking shake up there.
Yeah, for a girl that can work and a girl that is easy to get behind because she's, I don't know, I'm going to sound like a fucking faggo here, but she's adorable as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no,
she's really dumb. You ever see that video of her trying to open a fucking can of pineapple? She's a fucking idiot. She doesn't know how to use a fucking can opener.
This is the thing. You're taking in something that's not on the show, judging her character on that.
It was like on Instagram. Yeah, she's like live on Instagram trying to open a can of pineapple, and it takes her minutes. She ends up like hacking at the thing trying to get it open because she can't use a can opener.
That's my favorite can opener, though. is that fucking half knife utensil. I like that. Fucking, I love it.
At this point, got a TV commercial for the end of June house show that's coming to parts unknown here.
Oh.
They've announced two matches for this show. Reigns and Mahal in the main event.
Good, that's going to sell tickets.
Like, it's like they're trying to dare you. Like, a fucking, you know, I dare what's the you dumbest thing this. We could do? I'm not going, dude. I refuse to go based on principle. Like, I will vote with my fucking wallet here.
I'm very picky over where I'll go for wrestling. Like, I won't. I'll go to the wrestling that's coming here, the CWE wrestling. No, honestly, the only reason why I'm going to that is because there's some guys that you see on Fully Loaded, and it's like, how many times am I going to be able to see guys from Fully Loaded on
oh yeah, who's coming up wrestling? There?
Yeah, so like the Fully Loaded champion is going to be here, and that's going to be cool. But like, I won't go to Edmonton to like PWA. Fuck that. I'm not going to that. That's garbage.
Yeah. You want another co-main event? Strowman, Lashley, and Rollins versus Owens, Zayn, and Elias.
Boy. Dude.
Yeah, that's your co-main.
That's a show.
And what do you think the undercard of that is? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the undercard of that?
If it's anything like mine, you know what I mean? Like, we had an undercard of like Aiden English taking on.
Well, this will be Rob Brand, so.
Well, yeah, no, but you'll expect the Aiden English equivalency. Like, maybe you'll get better, like Apollo Crews. You know what I mean?
They were here, like, they come here every year now because it goes over well. They sell really well here. It's one of the few areas, you know, where they still draw for house shows really well.
They draw here for house shows too in Alberta.
Yeah. So I went like 2 years ago, and the first match out of the curtain was Corbin and Ziggles. So I was like, ugh. First guy out of the curtain is Ziggler. Good lord,
God love it. I did my last two WWE house shows over the last year. I went to two in 1 year. One was SmackDown, one was Raw, and that's I'm not doing that no more. The only upside that these house shows have over everything else, they're only 2 hours. You know, 2.5 hours tops with an intermission in between.
Also around that time, Sioux Falls, South Dakota is getting a Raw. They've been getting house shows and shit, and they sell really well there too. So that'll be another one of those Raws where they don't say where they're at.
What's the big town in South Dakota? Is it Sioux Falls?
So there isn't one.
Oh, fair enough. They'll probably say they're in Fargo, North Dakota.
I don't think they would do that either. They'll just won't say. That's what they do. They just don't say.
Why would you not say Fargo? There's a fucking TV show named after you.
Well, Fargo doesn't get Raws.
Well, I mean, if they did, though, why wouldn't you use that goddamn name? It's synonymous to people of pop culture. Fargo. Yeah. They talk funny. I recently
started watching Thunder from Fargo, 1998. Ooh. They had like 20,000 fucking people in the Fargo Dome for Thunder.
Dude, Thunder drew well when they first started.
The company was so hot, even at that time where shit was kind of going down.
Well, Thunder was never good. But yet it still sold tickets for like a year.
Yeah, and then WCW came back here. They did a Thunder, I think, at Bismarck or somewhere at one point. And people graffitied their shit. People vandalized all their trucks like WCW sucks and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, fucking savages, man.
I mean, we had a guy climb the cage. Here in Grand Prairie, that's why WWE will not come here no more. Somebody tried to climb the cage, John Cena and the Big Show.
Like a bunch of fucking savages up there.
We are a bunch of savages. Not me. I'm a high class individual, as you can tell from listening to me week by week. High class.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. The people around me are 10 times worse.
Next week you get New Day in the Bar. Almas debuts. So, and your main event, Rusev defeated Brian Clean.
Mm-hmm. But see, this is the whole thing about my spiel on the Facebook group was the fact that, you know, it's not a bad thing that Daniel Bryan lost. You know what I mean? Because yeah, they are telling a story about how he's hurt. And how do you tell a story that he's hurt? Well, I mean, you could have him lose, especially against a guy like Rusev. It was brilliant what they did to have Rusev be the one to beat Daniel Bryan. That's,
yes,
you know what I mean? If you get mad, then you're against the push for Rusev. Right? But you know what I mean? So it's,
I don't think that's what this is, though. I don't foresee this being, oh, this is the first part of a big push for him or something.
I don't think so either, but I'm not going to go out there and blow it off and be done with it before it starts.
You know what I mean? Did nothing this week with the Lana shit either.
Yeah, no, nothing at all. No, I don't know what that was all about.
Change of plans.
She didn't even come out, did she?
No, I never saw her on the show at all. So, yeah, good luck with that.
She seems like somebody that has nuclear heat with that company.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I was in Pitch Perfect, bitch.
This was a shitty week where not much happened, but our boy Burbs managed to have, I'm sure he has plenty to bitch about. So let's check in with our boy MC Burberry on the newest Bitching with Burbs.
Better than listening to the best wrestling podcast in the fucking planet with a nice spliff, a nice drink, sitting in this beautiful weather, checking out the fucking bitches going by. You know it, man.
I can hear you in the background, Jim.
Yeah, boy. Follow him on Twitter at Burbs. Oh, fuck.
That's on his shit. That's him. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Shit. Is she in the Daniel Bryan shit? I don't give a fuck, mate. She's fit. Yo. Hey. Hey, sexy. Hey. How much would you pay me to touch your tits, bitch?
Set of toys.
Fuck.
So please, come play.
He's from SmackDown.
Nicholas is legal.
Suplex City Limits. It's your boy, Burbs. How are you doing, boys? I hope you're good after this fantastic, splendid, wonderful, glorious. Ah, fuck it. Who am I kidding? Terrible week in wrestling. So we're a week removed from Backlash. And hang on, this is the Raw music, mate. Put the Backlash music on. Backlash. Yeah, pay-per-view. Right, stick that on. Right, so we're a week removed from Backlash. And hang on, this is SmackDown music. Mike, put on the Backlash music, for fuck's sake! Ah, there we go. Right, so we're a week removed from the extravaganza, which was Backlash. What a fitting name, Backlash. Is that directed at the customers who paid for the fucker? Anyway, seeing as WWE made every effort possible in trying to kill our interest, I took my time to make a list of my own to reflect said disinterest. Here we go.
Number one.
Fuck Michael Cole.
Number two.
Why do wrestlers have finishing moves when they actually perform them, it don't finish anything?
Number three.
If Roman Reigns taps out during the coquina clutch, it don't fucking matter.
Number four.
Fuck Michael Cole.
Number five.
You can be classed as a bully even if your victim is 47 times harder, bigger, fatter, stronger than yourself.
Number six.
Kohlberg. Looks like fucking planet Saturn with that band around his head.
Number seven.
Roman Reigns has his own name on his own fucking gloves. Oh, how fucking cute. But aren't dogs supposed to have their contact details round their neck? And whilst you're at it, tie it tighter.
Number eight.
Why do women not get low blowed? Like, I'm sure Tamina's got a dick and yet no one's tried.
Number nine.
AJ and Shinsuke Nutwackamora. Yeah, Nutwacker, not Nutcracker. He ain't cracking nuts, you stupid cunt. He's whacking them. P.S. You're not fucking funny.
Number ten.
Afro Man's gone and stolen all of Adam Rose's mates.
Number 11.
I'm never gonna watch a B-show ever again.
And finally, number 12.
Fuck Michael Cole! Monday Night Raw! It was on this Monday, and it will be next week. Anyway, SmackDown! You know it's gonna be a great episode of SmackDown when Paige comes out to kick off the show, completely ignoring all the facts from the pay-per-view that just happened, filling me ears up with bullshit and saying stupid shit such as,
we got to see the first co-branded pay-per-view.
Yeah, fuck the greatest Royal Rumble and that B-show, what's it called, WrestleMania?
And it was a smashing success, right?
Right? I find it funny how Carmella's been talking about the royal celebration that's coming up and how she's comparing herself to the British royal family, slagging them off and that. But yeah, it was only a week ago that the company that she works for was surrounded by a royal family. How come you didn't say anything then? Oh, yeah. Because they'd chop your fucking head off, you horse-looking bitch. Ty Dillinger begging for some attention, showing us that he can count to 10. Actually, counting further than 10 might be a bit too much complication for the superstars. For example, 99% of the roster who do these look Look at me, I've discovered the front camera on my phone. Promos aren't even holding their phones up. They've got their arm in the air whilst the cameraman films them. If you don't believe me, go back and watch. When the wrestler's arm moves, the camera doesn't shake in the slightest. They're basically doing a standard promo whilst doing the Sieg Heil salute. These Australian fella cunts are at it again, showing us that they're not actually terrible. In fact, they're worse. Anyone who finds these in any way appealing or attractive, hit me up and I'll do my best to put in a good word for you for next year's Warrior Awards, because there's clearly something wrong with you! Cesaro is scheduled for a match against one of the members of the New Day, so they come out down to the ring. Obviously, Xavier comes out with his trumpet.
Hey, champ.
Fuck off, bitch. Anyway, is Cesaro's arm held on by that tape? Like, he's had it on for a year. I'm just waiting for it to fall off. Like, his arm, not the tape. Mandy Rose beats Becky Lynch. The repeaters say that it's an upset win. As opposed to what, like? I've never seen someone happy that they lost or someone unhappy that they won.
But Shawn Michaels didn't want to beat Ric Flair that time.
Fuck you! Daniel Bryan tells us all that he's 100% recovered from them concussions and that, and he's fine. But yet he goes on to say that everyone's the same size when they're lying down. Yeah, I'm guessing Bree's the only woman you've slept with. Anyway, he quits having a fist fight with his imaginary friend backstage to be interviewed about Money in the Bank. He says the bigger they are, the faster they tap. Hey, actually, whilst we're on the subject of Daniel Bryan, it reminds me, quick bit of advice from you guys. Help me out a bit. Is it considered rape if the girl you're raping wears a yes, yes, yes shirt? Just go.
No. No.
I've got to go. I've left the oven on. Yeah.
Run, Burbs.
Fuck it. A boy, MC Burberry. Follow him on Twitter at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Check out his YouTube, his music, and all his other shit. He's angry this week.
He is angry. You know who else would be angry? The people that go to Twitter and search at Burberry, MC Burberry threes instead of E's.
Oh no, it's Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody goes into Twitter and writes in Burberry Beats threes instead of E's, like the whole thing.
I feel that fucking dense, man. Forget about it, dude.
That's my dad joke of the week.
There you go. This is Ben Tyler's dad joke of the week. He brought a good point, though. There was one of the... Who the fuck? I want to say it was one of the colognes, but it doesn't make any sense for one of them to have a promo. But you could see his hand.
It was the cologne.
In the video. So someone's filming those fucking things. Like, stand here and do a promo with your arm out like you're holding a phone while some fucking PA stands on a chair with a phone above you.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they do it in Hollywood, pal.
What the fuck? What is going on the Federation, man?
I was mid water break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Yeah, but
six-star
podcast, baby. On our Patreon account this week, you will find Saturday night on Shuffle, or you'll find the next installment of the Kobashi Misawa Chronicles. That's
what's Saturday night on Shuffle.
Just do a random episode of WCW Saturday night every week.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
I love Saturday night.
Yeah, it could be 1992, 1996, whatever, man. It just doesn't have to go in order. Just do a random one every night. We do a Thunder on Shuffle as well. And there'll be new ones of that out this month. But on the main feed, you can get our WCW, what's the episode? Clash of Champions 10, Texas Shootout. So that'll be coming out this weekend. It should be roughly. So
there it is. Yeah. If you like this channel, definitely check out the Federation and get all the extra shit on Patreon.
And if you go to our Twitter and retweet or pin tweet, you could get entered in for a draw.
Yeah. Some awesome original artwork.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Other shit there. So check that out. Coming up to the Suplex City Limits channel, as I mentioned, next week, Jared and I dive into ECW December to Dismember on the newest episode of Pay-Per-View Take Two. I'm dropping ringside with gyms all the time. So
you're fucking right. You are.
There's new ones up all the time. So check those out and you can watch along with us while we bullshit about matches. So that's been really fun. I've been enjoying doing that.
Yeah. I enjoyed doing everything about it. I enjoy listening
except for
to
all the production bullshit. I fucking hate doing
Jim,
it.
Jim is not the producing type.
No. I don't know if there's someone in like you know, maybe I can outsource it to China and I'll just send the files over, then I'll edit it and put the music in front of it and send it back.
I'm sure you can con somebody into doing it. I bet you there's at least one listener that if you said, hey, you edit this stuff, that you will do it. I bet you could find somebody.
No editing at all. You trim a tiny bit off the start, you trim a tiny bit off the end, you slap the song on there.
I bet you it'll take you longer to upload it to email or whatever than it would take you to edit it.
it takes a little bit of time because you got to put it in one program, you got to balance it, you got to bump it down to mono, you got to put it in the other one. And
yeah, I get you.
The power, you know, you fucking produce the shit of all this stuff. So, yeah, that's the shits. Quickly, best of the rest. Do you have anything to say about NXT or anything? I love, dude, when Ricochet's on, he says, there's only one thing on my mind. Someone from the crowd.
Socks?
Socks?
No, not my socks.
That's what I'm saying. These guys like dress like call center employees on lunch break. He's got a shitty suit on. He's got these little fucking sandals with no socks on.
It's either call center employees or salesmen. That's what they dress like.
How awful was that promo, dude? For real, it was awful. The shits.
I mean, we all know Ricochet is not one to talk, and that's why he didn't talk in Lucha Underground.
Yeah, that's the first thing they have him do here.
Amazing.
I guess they feel like, you know, get him out there and fucking
sink
start
or swim.
Making him do it. So the only way he's going to get better.
Well, I mean, it's probably the only way he's going to get better, but there's some people that just don't get better at that.
Yeah, why even bother? EC3 defeated Raul Mendoza, you know.
Garbage match.
Yeah, pretty much. Dakota Kai defeated Vanessa Bourne.
Vanessa Bourne. I would eat peanut butter out of her asshole.
Wow. I don't know about something brown, you know, maybe something else.
Yeah, but peanut butter is going to mask the taste of anything else.
I don't know. I just feel like peanut butter looks too much like shit.
Fuck it, man. That's what I'm saying. She's that good that I would eat something that looks like shit out of her ass. I'll eat an O. Henry bar out of her cornhole.
Wow. Well, there you go. Heavy Machinery defeated by the War Raiders, which I'm sure they're doing on all the house shows.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That'll be really good for those for Heavy Machinery.
Oh yeah, that's gonna go over gangbusters. They're gonna get the rub from that.
Well, I was saying they're gonna learn a lot from those guys.
Oh, I was saying that it's not a good idea to have your two Haas teams face off against each other so quickly.
Yeah, I think it's just like Heavy Machinery is very fucking green, and here's a chance for him to work with a world travel tag team. I mean,
War Raiders
are one of the best teams in the world, right?
Yeah, for sure. What I would do is I would put them against Fuck the Street Profits first and have them annihilate them and maybe have them go up against War Machine at another time instead of a random episode of NXT. I would have them face off at like a takeover or something.
Yeah, next time, or next week, Lorcan, Birch, Dunn take on a Disputed Era. That should be good. We talked about the main event of Ciampa and Ono. I watched Impact, but I feel like we're pressed for time now.
You watched Aerostar fall on his head?
Oh, man. He ate so much shit on that.
Yeah. And quickly before we go, Jim, we talked about where is ACH these days. Well, he's going to be in the Super Juniors tournament.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we got in block A, ACH, Bushi, Flip Gordon, Taiji Ishimori, Tiger Mask 4, Will Ospreay, and Kanemaru. And yo, they're sort of splitting up showing yo, which is a good idea. And they're also splitting up Kanemaru and Desperado. So the block B, you got Kushida, Chris fucking Sabin.
Yeah.
Marty Scurll, El Desperado, Takahashi, Dragon Lee. So they got Takahashi and Dragon Lee in the same block again. So that means you're going to get a Dragon Lee Takahashi match, and they're always amazing. And then Rusuke Taguchi and Sho. So it's going to be a killer tournament. Killer fucking tournament.
That's good shit, man. It's good. I like Sabin in there.
Yeah, me too. It's his first time being in a Super Juniors tournament. And I think he can go out there, and it's a nice, in my opinion, swan song for Chris Sabin.
Yeah.
Because you know he's not going to be around for much longer.
Probably not. I mean, really, with this whole Impact thing, we talked, I think it's probably before we even started. They are working this whole Callahan angle. right now.
Yeah, with Cyrus or whatever the fuck his name is.
So coming up, they have an unsanctioned match on House of Hardcore, street match. So I guess that's next week.
Is that Impact. Sami Callihan against Cyrus or Tommy Dreamer?
No, against Eddie Edwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had that four-way X Division match. El Hijo Fantasma, or Del Fantasma, is the new number one contender. That was a fun match. That's worth a watch.
I was tempted to watch this week. I was tempted.
Not a bad episode. They do some different shit. There's a pretty funny training video where Kilometers training fucking Falaba. Pretty good.
Kilometers. KM.
And Cage had a good match from Noah against Takashi Segura. You know who that is?
No, I'm not familiar.
But yeah, so, I mean, it was actually pretty good show. I'm actually not minding Impact these days.
It's honestly, they're starting to seem like they're coming around. I really do like this whole Sami Callihan angle against Cyrus. I think it's cool. It was almost enough to get me to tune in. If I didn't have, I knew I wasn't going to be able to watch it for this week's show. So that turns out to me, I don't want to watch it in general. If I can't talk about it in the show, I'm not going to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's, I think that's about does it for the week. Let's do our shout outs. Get out of here. Of course, shout outs to our wrestling pod friends at Wrestling Soup, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznid, Sat Pod, and THT. Other shit, check out the Inhuman Experience podcast. Our boys Bobby Anthem and B Blades over there.
Talking all paranormal.
Yeah, check that shit out. So let's do our shout outs. You can get yourself a shout out by retweeting our pinned episode on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. So shout outs to B Blades, Star Shy One, IMDB Journey, Bobby Anthem, THT Wrestling Podcast, Lime Link, Cinebud Podcast, Dylan Corican, Viva La JD, Big Papa Totoro, Jeremy Foltz, The Strap, Tony Vasquez, Burbs, Slap Rock Wrestling. Check that guy out on YouTube. He has some pretty good kind of WWE countdown video shit. Keith Martin, Jared Bschwing 22, Caleb Morganfield, JC Sterling, Kevin James, Ardent Wrestling, Pinky Dolly, Chris Savage, Dan the Man 1, Dom Homie, Well Kept and Unclean Podcast, Chris and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, Scotty from the Sat Pod, EMZT Radio Podcast, Damon, Lance Levine, AC Patty, Klondike Bill, and J Dune. We thank you very much. I think that's gonna do it, man. Got anything else?
No, I think I'm tapping out like Roman Reigns to that Takina clutch at Backlash. Right.
Exactly.
How do you say that? Is it Kakina or Takina?
Kokina?
Kokina? Okay.
I don't know, man. I'm not Samoan.
I was calling it Takina. Did you hear how somebody asked or said Samoa Joe was supposed to be Omaga? And Samoa Joe tweeted out and was like, dude, that's mad racist.
That is fucking mad racist. Not as racist as when Impact, you know, painted shit on his face and made him carry a sword around, but, you know. We don't even have time. Samoa Joe was a cunt this week and some other shit on Twitter, but I don't even care.
But he's a cunt character, so it's okay. Maybe we can always just pretend he's in character.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Because, I mean, most of the time, if I'm playing heel, like I've been playing heel for the last couple of weeks, I'm going to be in character, man. If you talk to me on the internet, I will.
I think that's going to do it for this week. This weekend's fucking Mother's Day. Make sure to call your damn moms.
Yeah, and you know what? If they're in driving distance, go visit them, motherfucker.
Oh, exactly. Buy her some flowers.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
She's your mother. She stretched her vagina out for you. It's the least you can do.
Exactly. So I think that's going to do it for this week. We thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week to recap the week in wrestling. And until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. We'll see you next week.
Oh, damn.
What is it, doll?
I forgot it's Mother's Day.
Didn't get a gift for her.
Other plans got in the way. She'll be so disappointed.
Damn, I forgot it, too.
This could have been avoided.
What the hell are we gonna do? My mom's been so alone ever since my daddy left.
Cold.
No one to hold.
though.
It's time for a switcheroo.
We both love our moms, women with grown women needs. I say we break them off, show them how much they really mean. Cause
I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers, fuck each other's moms. I'm pushing that lady where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt this shit is crazy. Fucking each other's moms. Cause every mother's day needs a mother's night. If doing it is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I'm calling on you cause I can't do it myself. To me you're like a brother, so be my mother lover.
I'll be laying on the couch waiting for your mom, clutching on this loop and roses.
I got my digital camera, I'ma make your mama do a million poses.
They will be so surprised.
We are so cool and thoughtful.
Can't wait to book your mom.
I'ma be the syrup, she could be my waffle.
Shout now.
My mama loves bubble bath with chamomile.
Straight up, give it to my mom, doggy style. This is the perfect plan for a perfect Mother's Day. They'll have to rename this one All Up Under the Covers Day. Cause
I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers, fuck each other's moms. I'm pushing that lady where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt this shit is crazy. Fucking each other's moms.
Break it down. It would be my honor to be your new stepfather.
It would be my honor to be your new stepfather.
And while you're in my mother, make me another brother.
Damn.
And while I'm in your mother, I'll never use a rubber.
Oh. Cause every mother's day needs a mother's night.
Yeah.
If doing it is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I'm calling on you cause I can't do it myself. To me you're like a brother, so be my mother lover. They blessed us both with the gift of life. She brought you in this world, so I'ma sex her right. This is the second best idea that we've ever had. The choice can be no other. Be my mother lover.
Happy Mother's Day.